Welcome to Standing in the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. Josh, today our question comes from one of our listeners who asks, if a believer who is currently married has been married more than once, but they have repented and sought forgiveness for their previous remarriages, have they been forgiven? And if so, how can they find assurance that God has blessed their current marriage?
Well, in the introduction there, it says to many of their toughest questions, and this is another tough one. This is something that has been battled back and forth for many generations, and even today, there's all kinds of different opinions on how to take this. I'll be preaching this passage in Matthew on divorce and remarriage in probably a few weeks. So I'm not fully studied up to where I'd like to be, but I'm just going to answer this as basic and as simple as I can. I like to keep things clear and simple. But first of all, those who have been married and remarried more than once, if you've repented, I'm going to be simple here. If you've repented and sought forgiveness for the previous remarriages, yes, you've been forgiven. I know that God hates divorce. That's throughout the Word of God. It's sinful to divorce. But nowhere in the Bible does it say that divorce is an unforgivable, unpardonable sin. So I believe if you have been married and remarried and remarried and if you've repented and sought forgiveness, whether that's prior, you've done those things prior to salvation, then He will forgive you and wipe the slate clean. You'll be forgiven of all those things, and it'll be forgotten and buried in the sea of forgetfulness. I believe that. The Scripture teaches that. He's very gracious, even to those who have been divorced. Even if you have been saved and ended up in divorce, He will forgive you for that. I know there's all kinds of caveats that we can make on why there's the divorce and what's happened in different circumstances. And we'll take those point by point and see what the situation is and what needs to be done. So it's hard to do a blanket statement on this. But let me be very clear that those who have been divorced and repent and seek forgiveness will be forgiven. We could go deeper on that, and we will at some point in the sermon. But that's all I'm going to say there. Now, to answer the second question, how can they find assurance that God has blessed their current marriage? I believe if you've sought forgiveness and you've repented of your sins of the previous things and you are at peace with the other people and you've done your best to be at peace, maybe not at peace, but you've done your best and you've moved on, and in your marriage it's the two believers and you're doing your best to honor Christ and to live in the way that He would have in His Word, then I believe you can be assured that He's going to bless that marriage. So where you are now, who you're with now, do your very best to honor Christ in that marriage now and to live according to His divine standards. And I believe you can be assured that there's a blessing there. And I know there's going to be many people that would disagree here and disagree there on that. But let me be clear. Number one, God forgives all sin. So we need to be clear on that. If we come to Him in faith, if we come to Him in repentance and seeking forgiveness, He will forgive us. He won't cast us away. And if we're doing our best right now as Christians to live to honor Him in whatever situation we're in, then I believe that honors Him. So whether that's a good answer, bad answer, a comprehensive answer, that's the best I have right now to a very tough question. And I think it would take more than just 2 or 3 minutes to really work out what all these things mean. But I hope that would give you some idea of what I think on that.
Thank you, Josh. And we love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @WestEndBaptistChurch.